Welcome back. My name is Steve, the founder of English and Go. Today, we will look at some of the many German words that are used in English. For our German listeners, this will be an easy ride. And for our American listeners, I'm hoping they'll learn something useful. For other listeners in Brazil, Poland, Russia, Ukraine, and Senegal, we hope that this podcast is still interesting. Because in the United States, 40% of non-Hispanic whites have Germanic roots. That means that their ancestors, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S, so their great-grandparents or grandparents, came from Germany to the United States. For many people, this is a surprising bit of information, as we tend to think of the United States in terms of its history with Britain. But the truth is, many people who are non-Hispanic white actually have Germanic roots, far more than have British roots. So it is not really surprising, then, that the German language has had a large impact on American English. But it also has an impact on British English, because one should remember that the current British monarchy is actually Germanic as well. The first word is the easiest, the one that most Germans know off the top of their head, and that is kindergarten. There is a small change to the spelling of the word, because in English, the letter D replaces the T that is normally used in German. But there is more to it than that. In Germany, kindergarten refers to what in English would be called, like, preschool. The early socialization of children around the ages of 3 or 4. However, in the United States, kindergarten refers to the first year a child goes to public school, normally the age of 5. This is why American education is called K through 12, with the K meaning kindergarten. It is the first year of school socialization, and the introduction of exercises to help children adjust to life at school. So when we think of kindergarten, not only do we have to change the T to a D, but at least in the United States, kindergarten refers to school, whereas in German, kindergarten is, well, usually before school. Another German word in English is Diesel, which of course comes from Rudolf Diesel, the German inventor who invented the diesel engine. Actually, now that I think about it, the same goes for Fahrenheit, the temperature scale that's still used in the United States, because that was invented and named after Daniel Fahrenheit, a German-Polish engineer. Now, while it is true that most American cars run on unleaded gas, oder Benzin im Deutsch, there are still a lot of diesel engines, particularly for commercial trucks, and this is why American gas stations use different size nozzles. N-O-Z-Z-L-E-S. Nozzles are the metal tube you put into your car to pump the fuel. A car that uses gas cannot really run on diesel, and vice versa. So the nozzles are different sizes to prevent people from using the wrong one. Personally, I only had this happen to me once. I pulled up to fill my car, and I couldn't get the bigger, fatter nozzle into the gas tank. I was confused by this. Why was the nozzle so big? Because it was for diesel. It was a valuable lesson, and one that I have not forgotten. So far, so good. Kindergarten, Diesel, Fahrenheit. These are pretty easy to understand. And honestly, so is the next word. But it is this word where people think I'm lying to them when I say that you can use it in English. When somebody next to you sneezes, English gives you two choices. The first choice is bless you, which is the short form for God bless you, which is a short form for may the God Jehovah bless you. And frankly, that's a little weird. Alternatively, you can use the German word, because it's not religious at all. It simply means good health. Gesundheit. It is perfectly fine in both the United States and the United Kingdom, or Australia, or South Africa, to say Gesundheit when somebody sneezes. Now, Americans also take it one step further. They have this funny way of communicating that they don't understand when a person uses a long word that is unfamiliar. For example, I have to get a test for my antitrypsin levels tomorrow. Gesundheit, what was that word? Antitrypsin. Antitrypsin. For those that don't know, alpha-1 antitrypsin is a complex protein that protects the body against its own immune system response. If a person does not have enough A1A, their immune system can damage their lungs, liver, or joints. The next German word used in English is much shorter. It's only 5 letters, but in German, it's 6 letters. And that word is kaputt. Like kindergarten to kindergarten, there is a small spelling change when using the word in English. Because in German, the word kaputt ends with 2 T's. But that would make it kaputt in English, and that sounds like something you do on a golf course. So in order to keep the correct sound of the German word, in English, they only use 1 T at the end. K-A-P-U-T. Kaputt. You can use other words, such as broken or busted, but you can just use kaputt. And often people use this when they are very tired. After the 5K run, Steve was totally kaputt. Perhaps the best German word used in English is Schadenfreude, which means the pleasure you feel at someone else's problems. Or when bad things happen to bad people, and that's okay with you. The explanations I gave you is why English uses this German word. Because it takes a sentence to explain what Schadenfreude is, whereas the Germans have been able to sum it up in a single word. The trend for bringing German words into English continues. In the 1990s, the hot word was Angst. But a more recent example of how German is still brought into English is the word Über. Über is a German word. It means over, above, or higher than. Clearly, some Americans liked the word because they named a ride-sharing service Uber, only without the umlaut over the letter U. Because the idea was that the driving service will take you all over town. It was a pretty clever way to use a short German word. The last word we will look at today is the one that I always get asked about in the summer. Now, normally I would ask a German friend of mine to do this dialogue with me. However, because of the ongoing insane rules in Germany, I'm going to have to kind of do it myself because no one's allowed to visit anybody. Please be warned that my German accent is pretty terrible. So I hope you find this funny because it's supposed to be funny. Okay? So, here we go. Hey, what is the English word for bratwurst? Bratwurst. I thought they call it hot dogs. Well, hot dogs, also known as frankfurters, are actually what the Germans call bockwurst. Ah, but what is the English word for bratwurst? Bratwurst. Really? They call it bratwurst? Yes, they really do. Ah, English is easy. Yes. Yes, it is. Again, my name is Steve, the founder of English & Go, an English language teaching and consulting company based in Osnabrück, Germany. And I hope you enjoyed this short podcast about some German words used in English. You are welcome to contact us directly at englishandgo.de/contact. Or, if you would like to make a small donation via PayPal, go to englishandgo.de, click the word podcast, and then click the little coffee cup. I wish you and those closest to you a safe and healthy beginning to spring.